keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Kansas lawmakers approve $460,000 to fund a four-day special session to vote on a new congressional map. The move comes as several states work to pass new congressional maps. Lawmakers are looking at a petition to start the special session on November 7th. The city of Salina approves a $1.2 million contract amendment to clear the logjam in the Smoky Hill River. The project was initially expected to cost $450,000, but Kansas storms added another 550 feet of debris that needs to be removed. The city hopes to clear the river by the end of November. And today is the deadline to register or update your voter information for the upcoming general election. Advance voting by mail begins tomorrow. The general election is Tuesday, November 4th.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 70. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers tonight, lows around 63, mainly cloudy skies. High of 80, tomorrow partly cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Following his two-interception performance in Kansas State's 41-28 homecoming victory over TCU, senior linebacker Des Purnell has been named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. The conference office announced on Monday. It's the first-ever conference weekly award for Purnell and the first for a Wildcat defender since Kobe Savage earned the nod after the Kansas State contest in 2023. A Topeka native, Purnell carved his way with 8 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, a sack, 2 pass breakups, in addition to his 2 interceptions. On back-to-back plays in the third quarter, Purnell recorded an 8-yard sack being picked off before picking off a pass and returning it 25 yards for a touchdown. It was K-State's first pick 6 since current San Francisco 49er Marcus Siegel returned an interception 43 yards for a score last year at West Virginia. Purnell had another interception in the fourth quarter, one he returned 21 yards that led to K-State's field goal to make it a three-score game. K-State enters another bye week this week before they take on KU for the Sunflower Showdown next week. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Kansas State High School Activity Association released their fall regional volleyball pairings for postseason competition on Monday, October 30th in the 3A regional. Number 3, Hoisington, 29-4, will host at Hoisington. Number 6, Beloit, 23-8, will be there. 11 seed Colby, 14-19. Larned, 14 seed, will be there, 9-21. So Beloit will play Colby at 4, then Larned and Hoisington. The top two teams will advance to the sub-state semifinals on October 26th. On October 20th in 2A at the Colby Event Center, Oakley, Smith Center, Hoxie, and Sublette will be there. Oakley's the 2 seed, 31-2. Smith Center the 7 seed, 18-13. Hoxie, 10 seed, 15-15. Sublette the 15 seed, 6-27. On Tuesday, October 21st, Rock Hills will host the regional 1AD1 regional at Mankato. The Rock Hills Grizzlies are 33-1. They will host number 8 Rural Vista Hope White City, 20-13, and number 9 Clifton Clyde, 18-15. At Jetmore Hodgman County on Tuesday, October 21st, Jetmore Hodgman County is the 3 seed, 20-14. Downs Lakeside, 11-16, the 6 seed. Hill City, the 11 seed, 8-22. At Centralia, the 3 seed, 27-7. Number 6 seed Lawrence Bishop Seabury, 20-12. Lincoln, the 11 seed, 9-19. Osborne will host a regional. They are the 4 seed, 18-13. Oberlin, Decatur County, 16-16, is the 5 seed. St. Francis, the 12 seed, 6-26. And Ness City, 13 seed, 5-24. At Sylvan, number 4 seed, St. John's Tipton, 24-9 will be there. Number 5 seed, Sylvan Lucas, 21-10. 12 seed, Burlingame, 6-21. And 13 seed, Frankfort, 6-27. Class 1A-D2 on Tuesday, October 21st, Hanover will host a regional. They are the 2 seed, 25-7, 7 seed Lost Springs Center, 9-14, and Natoma, 10 seed, 3-23. Hutch Central Christian will host a regional. They are the 3 seed, 19-10. Tescott, the 6 seed, 11-16. Scandia Pike Valley, 1-25, is the 11 seed. At Bird City Shylin on Tuesday, October 21st, they are the 2 seed, 25-8, 7 seed Sharon Springs, 10-19, and Kendington Thunder Ridge, 7-18, is the 10 seed. Again, all these regionals will be played Monday and Tuesday, October 20th and 21st, with the top two teams going to the sub-state tournament championship semifinals and finals on the following Saturday, October 26th.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hit.